Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing Mary, Did You Know? And then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Promise Kept, from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.
Then I'm going to tell you what's missing in your life. F-A-I-T-H. Amen. the saying, fear not, that came to Mary. Do you know what she was told? You're going to have a son. You're going to have a baby. And it's not going to be, you're not going to be impregnated by a man. You're going to be conceived of the Holy Spirit. And in that day, women would have been stoned to death for such an act. But what did the angel of the Lord say to her? Mary, you're highly favored. And friend, let me tell you today, the angel of the Lord said, you have the favor of God upon you. And if you're a Christian, you have the favor of God on you. And it's not a spirit of fear. The gospel is God's love to you today. Amen. And if God loves you, and God is perfect, which He is, John declared in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. You know what? I'm going to tell you just real concisely here. You're walking in this stuff called flesh. That's why you're consumed with fear. If you will step out of that and start walking by faith in the Spirit of God, your fears will dissipate. But the choice is yours. If you want to live strung out, hung up all the time, then that's your choice. But it's not God's choice for you. But He gives you today that ability to make the decision of how you want to live. So the message is not being afraid today. Listen, He's giving you a new life. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? So when you are secure in the love of God, that love today will cast out all doubts and fears that are in your life. If you're a Christian, you have no cause to be afraid. Don't get quiet on me, because I'm telling you the truth. Well, if you're not a Christian, you have every reason to be afraid. You watch the news, it breeds fear into your life. It's a natural thing for sinners to fear and to live in fear. You have nothing to hold on to. You have nothing to guard you. You have nothing to hope for. For sinners without Christ, fear then becomes the right attitude. So why is you as a Christian are living in the process of fear? That's a supernatural thing for God's perfect love to come into our lives and cast out fear. Christmas is a message of courage, for His love does cast out fear. Let me give you a couple more and I'm through. Christmas is a message of good news. Don't get caught up in the shopping and the materialistic part of it. Now, I know some of you have been out there and, man, you've been burning the road up. It's okay. It's fine. But Christmas is good news, for it brings great joy to all people. Understand today the Christmas story. You've got to put it in perspective. So it's just not Luke chapter 2. For God is a holy God who created man and woman. You go back to the Genesis account. And so mankind sins, and because of that sin, then we have become, as the Scriptures tell us, we've been alienated or separated from God. And if you leave that unchecked, then you live on this earth, then as a created being, you're separated from God. And you're filled with fear, you're filled with doubt, you're filled with difficulty. You're living life with nothing to stand upon. So Christmas's good news today is Jesus came to take on flesh. And He lived, He died, and He rose again. And in the perfect sacrifice of God, He did it for the sins of all mankind. If you don't have this good news today, you're living within the bad news. You're lost and you're going to hell. Now, which news are you living in? The good news or the bad news? And if you will believe, God will apply two things. I'll give them to you as a bullet. One, He will put on you the righteousness that Christ secured. You can be a righteous person. It's not your righteousness, it's the righteousness of Christ living in you. Secondly, today, to give you the forgiveness of what Christ did for sinners. He died that you can be forgiven. Amen. Then fourth and lastly, Christ, a Christmas, is a message of joy. The angel of the Lord said, I bring good tidings of what? He didn't just say joy, did he? Of what kind of joy did he say? What?
Great joy.
The gospel, what it does, it builds a foundation with mega joy in your life. So, you know, some of you come midnight, the 25th, your joy will go south. That's not what God intended. Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And this is not some plastic joy today that rots and falls apart today. This is a joy of the Lord. And that today, it's not manifested today in our laughter today. The joy of the Lord is the bedrock joy that today we have in our life that carries you through all the most difficult circumstances of life that you will encounter. So God's joy is the strength today that today shows up in the midst of your situations and trials and difficulties of life. So this joy is found in the things today of God, not the things of people. It's solely found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And he says, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. Praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. So in the highest glory of God, there is Jesus Christ. And we are to give glory to his name. This is not a universal peace, friend. It's a specific peace. Peace among those in whom Christ is pleased. You've got to be pleasing to the Lord to have this process of peace and joy. You've got to let Christ today. No one but one has ever pleased God. And that was His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But God wants you to work towards pleasing Him by obedience every day. And the meaning of Christmas is found here, friend, in Jesus Christ alone. He is our only hope. Have you received that promise today? Are there needs? Are there burdens? Are there struggles? Are there things in your life going on that you need His help? Listen, God's offering you today something that the world can't give you. And it's called victory. Amen. Victory. He offers help. He offers hope today. He doesn't want you worrying yourself to death and being filled with fear. The message is simply this. Come and receive this message of Christmas today. If you don't know Him, receive Him. And if you have received Him and you're overwhelmed today, why don't you start letting Him do the overwhelming by His presence in your life. And oh, what a difference He will make. Father, as we come to a place and time of invitation, a place of decision. A place today that we will decide whether we stay like we are or we let Christ change us. If there's any lost here today, I pray they will come. And Lord, we'd love to pray with them and invite them today to come and receive you as their personal Savior. We all have sinned. We've all come short. Jesus died for us on the cross. He bore our sins of iniquity, trespasses, and sins. And Lord, you have made and provided a means of hope that if we will call upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. But then folks here today, Lord, that have needs and burdens in their life, are struggling and going through times of difficulty, here's Jesus, His arm outstretched, offering hope and help today. As we stand to our feet and we have a verse or song of invitation, may the Spirit of God move on us today. I'm sure every one of us in this room have lost loved ones today that need Christ. Help them to come and pray for those. Oh, Lord, if there's someone seeking a church home today, our doors are open. We invite them to come and we'd be honored to receive them. Have your way and your will in Jesus' name.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E. Letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.